Hey, boss babes. Are you tired of feeling burned out? Want to leave your 9 to 5? Feel like clients are just not seeing your worth and want to make a consistent income doing what you love? Well, I am here to help. I'm your host, Brianna Michelle, broke wedding pro turned multiple six-figure earner in 1 year, and I am here to help you transform your business too, proving your dreams can be your reality and live the life you've always imagined. Hello, hello, boss babes, and welcome to another episode of the Brianna Michelle podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Michelle, and I'm coming to you today with an amazing podcast. They're always amazing, but today it's extra. It's always extra amazing. Tips to avoid burnout. So we're in a wedding industry boom. And marriage license center bureaus right now are predicting that 2022 is actually going to be one of the busiest months ever. And we're already experiencing a lot of the craziness right now. So if you, perhaps you might be booked and busy and feeling like you're on the verge of burning out, or maybe you're booked and busy, but not quite hitting consistent 10 to 20K months in your business, both people here need to hear this episode, because there is a difference between being booked, busy, and broke. And when I mean broke, I'm saying you're not consistently making 10 to 20K months in your business right now, or in your wedding business at all. It doesn't even have to be right now, but especially right now, because we're experiencing the wedding boom. And there's also a difference between being booked, busy, having those consistent 10K and 20K months and on the verge of burning out, and you are working yourself like a workhorse. I know this from the depths of me because I have been in both places. And today I want to share with you these tips on how to avoid burning out in your business and falling in love with your business again, right? So the first thing I want to talk about today is identify. The first tip is we have to identify where the burnout and where the exhaustion actually comes from. Now, what does that mean? Because this is where we have to really stop and peel back our onion. I mean, you cannot figure out and identify where your burnout is coming from unless you stop doing what you're doing and literally take a day to yourself just to think about where your burnout is coming from. I'm going to give you an example. Burnout has nothing to do with money, just FYI, okay? I know when I was in my business and I was, even when I was trying to hit consistent 5K months in my wedding business, it felt so hard. It felt so hard that I couldn't even imagine hitting 10K, 20K months because I thought it would have been harder. And so I associated this burnout with money. I associated this burnout feeling with, if I don't stay in the burnout, I'm not going to make money. And then it shifted for me. As I continued to grow my business, and it grew organically and through manifestation, I realized that even when I had hit consistent 10K months and I was making 100 grand a year plus in my wedding business, I was still burnt out, and I associated being burnt out with income. And I was afraid if I got rid of the burnout, that meant that my income would drop. I associated with working hard and living in the hustle with earning more money. And so I was constantly wanting to stay in burnout mode because I equaled it to making money. And so, but that was a huge limiting belief that was holding me back from so many things, from living in my life in abundance, There were so many things that were holding me back, and this was a huge part of it. Doing more, living in the hustle and living in the burnout does not equal more money. You can very well make more money or consistent money and not be living in the hustle and burnout. Doing more doesn't equal to earning more. I'm going to say that again. Doing more doesn't equal to earning more. If you are burning out because you're not, if you are burning out, it's because you're not creating boundaries in your business. Doing more does not equal to earning more. You can have balance with both and have freedom within your business. Now, we have to first identify where the exhaustion is coming from. I'm going to give you an example. So I thought my exhaustion was coming from having to schedule, right? Having to schedule my trials out. And I thought my burnout was coming from all of the tasks and the to-do things that I had to do as a CEO and as a boss. But that really wasn't the case. When I broke that down, it was a time management issue, right? I know we all struggle with time management. It's really a time management issue. I just feel like I never have time and I'm constantly scrambling like to get things done, especially when you are obtaining the volume of like a 10 and 20K earner. But I even broke it down more. So you have to keep breaking down to identify the root of the problem. You can't get rid of burnout unless you identify the root. And the root of my problem, the reason why I was having trouble with time management and I was getting so stressed out with having to go back and forth of scheduling trials and all the things, I thought it was a time management issue, but really it was the fact that I was not spending enough time with myself. I was not spending enough time with myself. I was not giving myself self-care. And I'm not talking about going and getting a massage type of self-care. I meant slowing down. Slowing down. Trusting that you've built the business to support yourself without having to stay in the hustle. This is really a big key here. So my point is that you have to, identifying it takes a little bit of work to peel back the onion and really figure out what it is that is stressing you out. And 9 times out of 10, we're not taking care of ourselves. And we're not taking care of ourselves because we are equaling doing more as earning more. And that is not the case because if you're burning out, you're not creating enough boundaries. And if you're not creating boundaries, it means you're not putting yourself first to protect yourself within your business. This is key. So I want you to look at, really break down where the stress is coming from and why. 9 times out of 10, I guarantee you, it's because you're not taking care of yourself. You're not slowing down because you're equaling to doing more is earning more. Now, there's a way to earn more without doing. There is a way to earn more without doing. It's called delegating. And this is number 2 tip to avoid burnout, delegating. It was so hard for me to relinquish control. Very difficult, especially in the wedding industry where it's so personal and every bride wants her day to be perfect. But delegating is what is going to save you. And if you're a control freak right now, I'm telling you right now, if you don't get over that, we have to get over that in order to create more freedom and less burnout in our business. And it's trusting yourself that you're going to be able to hire the right people to delegate to. Because I would find myself saying things like, oh my God, there's no way I could delegate and have an assistant or anything like that because, you know, they're not going to be me. And what if they mess up and they don't, like, I was telling myself all this stuff. Instead of telling myself, you know what, I'm going to hire the right people. I'm going to trust myself to hire the right people to delegate. We're going to go slow so it feels safe and it feels comfortable. Because you cannot run a six-figure or multiple six-figure business without a team. You are only as strong as your team. And it takes a team in order to have all the things and be all the things. Otherwise, you're just gonna become a workhorse. And that's fine. But I don't know about you. I didn't get into this business as an entrepreneur to be a workhorse. I got in this business as an entrepreneur because I valued my work ethic and I knew that I was worthy of earning more because I had such a high work ethic, but I also wanted the freedom that entrepreneurship gave me. So ask yourself right now, are you living in the life where entrepreneurship is giving you that freedom, or has entrepreneurship made you a workhorse and slave to your business? And I love my brides, but we have to look at the bigger picture here. Where do you want to be a year from now, 3 years from now? So delegating is a beautiful way to step into having more freedom, more time, and more money in your business. I used to tell myself all the time, all these limiting beliefs about how there's no way I could have a team. I was so terrified of having a team because I didn't think I'd be able to handle it. I didn't, you know, I failed math 3 times. I was horrible in school. I had such a hard time learning because I learned so differently that I thought I couldn't handle regular things. And I told myself this. Whatever you're telling yourself, guess what? It's going to happen for you. So if you start telling yourself, I know my team is coming, my team members are going to be confident and they're going to be skilled and they're going to give beautiful looks, or they're going to give, you know, they're going to give a great experience to my bride. Guess what? You're going to find them. You're going to find them. My team members all came organically to me. I never put an ad out. I never put anything out. But that's because I was telling myself, my team is coming. I'm going to attract them. I believe wholeheartedly I'm going to trust myself to hire the right professional team members. I elevated my mindset around delegating and around building this team. And the last one that I want to talk to you about today is taking time off. Taking time off. This is really, really important. My clients over the last several months are hitting record-breaking 20K months. And if you go back and ask every single one of them what they did, they will all tell you they built the system. They built the six-figure bridal blueprint for booking out system. They built it. So the structure was already in place. They had a team. And they played. They took time off. They spent time with their kids. They weren't in this cycle of hustling and being a workhorse. They took time off. Why? Because I told them to take time off. And they trusted themselves in the process. And guess what? They took time off. They had more energy. So when they'd show up on Instagram or choose different things to post on Instagram or respond to emails, they weren't responding to the emails in exhaustion. They weren't posting a reel with exhaustion just to post. They were posting with this new, incredible, relaxed and fresh energy because they were living their life how they wanted to. And guess what? The money came. But it takes these things. It takes setting up a system. It takes mindset shifts. This is what I teach you inside your six-figure bridal blueprint for booking out. This is what you will learn. But you are not going to have the freedom in your life and the time if you continue to stay in this burnout and exhaustion. I scroll on my Instagram and I scrolled over the weekend and I saw somebody post. She had like, I think a bride, she had brides scheduled like every day for like a week. And I was, and we get into this habit of we're in this industry. And this is what I really love having to bring. I really enjoy bringing new concepts to our industry because I want to change the industry. I want to change ourselves within this industry of praising ourselves for having weddings booked 7 days in a row. We are praising ourselves for having weddings booked 7 days in a row. First of all, that's not healthy. Second of all, that's living in hustle and burnout. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to feel exhausted. But we're praising ourselves because we think we have to take all that work in order to fulfill an income. And for me as an entrepreneur, that's not why I started entrepreneurship. That's not why. But we live in this beauty society where we have to work like dogs because we have to take work when work comes. But what if we actually set up a system and put boundaries in our business so that we don't have to be taking weddings 7 days in a row and burning out and, you know, praise like almost. And it's so funny. I love, like, I see so many people in our industry doing this. They're like saying, okay, I just did seven weddings. And then they show a picture of them kicking back a glass of wine. Like they're celebrating it. That is not something that we should be celebrating. We should be celebrating that we've built the business to allow us to have consistent income and less burnout, where we're not having to take seven weddings in a day. And some people may disagree with me right now. That's fine. Everyone has their own opinion. But I'm here to tell you in my circle, and what I practice and preach is a life of balance, a life of freedom, and a life of joy. I am here to help. I'm here to help. And that's why Six Figure Bridal Blueprint, that's why we decided to launch it again this year. And this will be the last launch for the year. This will be the last launch for the year. We will not be launching Six Figure Bridal Blueprint for booking out without burnout. We won't be launching it again until 2022. So if you want to plan and set yourself up for having the most successful year of 2022, now is the time to get into Six Figure Bridal Blueprint. Because you do have to put this, it's very easy to do, it's step by step, but you do have to put the system in place. January is the biggest booking month ever. There is no slow season. When you have the right system set up, there is no downtime. There is no slow season. You have consistent income coming in all the time. You just have to decide that this is what you want to do. I hope you found this podcast super, super helpful. If you are liking and enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review. I will put the enrollment link for Six Figure Bridal Blueprint in the show notes. Enrollment is open until August 11th. Wednesday at midnight, which is Thursday at midnight, is going to close and we will not open again until 2022. I have bonuses. You get my money manifestation 30 days to get money to love you and love yourself workbook for free. And you get my entire posting for profit course for free as well. We will not be launching posts. There's lots of changes and shifts happening. We won't be launching posting for profit again. So the only way that you can get posting for profit, which is my signature Instagram course, is inside the Six Figure Bridal Blueprint for booking out. Tons of value, tons of amazing things. And I will see you inside. I hope you have a beautiful day. Till next time, bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed listening, please leave us some love and review us below. We would be so grateful. And if you're looking to boss up and grow your business, head over to my website at www.briannamichellecoaching.com for more information on how you can work with me.